Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports.
This is a JJ Lack Track Man.
Earth, baby. Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah.
She said she's looking for love.
You know we have to do it again, right?
All the girls in the club.
Yeah, hey, back at it again. Back in.
She said she loves.
Come on. Yeah.
The
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
She got me high in the motherfucker. She got me flying in this motherfucker. Ready to dive in this motherfucker. Goddamn, she better than the motherfucker. Let's make a movie. Two superstars.
Superstars.
Two big body coupes.
Avatars.
The marriage niggas staying, they econo large. I stay in Louis
yeah.
Best first camouflage. Let's go, go.
She
go,
wants
go,
to
go.
Find the things and all that she can get for me. She even wants the lovely cutie on my arm.
Tweeted it out and said, hey, have fun with it for Memorial Day week.
Memorial Day weekend. So I said, hey, why not kick off the show playing a Memorial Day weekend jam like Looking for Love by P. Diddy featuring who else but Usher. Great song. Love it. So what's up, everyone? You're listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports with me, your lady Beth. I love it. This is a special weekend. It's Memorial Day weekend, and it's just special. Weekends are fun. Every day is fun, but especially weekends. I did not plan to talk about this, but I've always loved weekends. Saturdays from childhood. Some of you probably, too. Then some of you probably not. But I love weekends, especially Saturdays, waking up, watching cartoons, getting a bowl of cereal or whatever, and just enjoying the day. But I had to kick my Saturdays off, you know, watching. I've always loved watching the news ever since I was a little girl. So watching the news, watching cartoons, eating cereal, and so on. And when I was a little girl, we used to have a lot of fashion, like, programs that aired from my childhood to, like, when I was in college. And a lot of targeted shows would air. Still some shows that I watched back then, news shows I like watching today. But, yeah, but cartoons, wow. We have the cartoon channels and the networks now. But it was just so much fun to watch the major networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, and flip channels, watching favorite cartoons and new cartoons. Just if it was a cartoon, I was watching it. I couldn't miss Super Friends, couldn't miss Yogi Bear, couldn't miss, wow, the list goes on and on. Just love watching those cartoons, and I'm sure I'm not alone. Okay, but really, like I said, it's a special weekend. I love patriotic holidays, especially Memorial Day, because it's a holiday where we recognize those who've lost their lives serving in America's armed forces, plus our veterans, you know, those that are still alive but have served in the military, and those that are patriotic. It's a special day for us that just love the red, white, and blue, just love being American, and then those who aren't American but love America and love what America represents. It's just a special day. I dedicate this episode to the love and memory of my older brother, who was right before me, Christopher Dale White. He was a U.S. vet. He had only been out the military probably about 2 years before he had passed away. My brother unexpectedly passed away at age of 23 due to a cerebral hemorrhage stroke, the same situation that our beloved Bret Michaels survived. Which, if you listen to Bret Michaels' story and listen to the doctors that talked about his story, they talk about how rare it is for someone to survive from a cerebral hemorrhage stroke. Well, my brother passed away on exactly this date, May the 28th, 1983, from a cerebral hemorrhage stroke. I was 14 years old, and we were very, 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 very close. Matter of fact, he is the one that, you know, My sister and my brother, we all love music. I grew up loving music and fashion and sports and entertainment. But my brother is the one that encouraged me to become a DJ and to really take DJing and producing seriously. He was a percussionist before going in service when he was in high school. He played the bass drum. I meant to post some pictures, but I will later on today, pictures of my brother and Memorial Day pictures on my profile. But, so if you knew my brother or you served with my brother in the U.S. Army in Georgia and Frankfurt, Germany, what's up? And a shout-out to, you know, all you cats from back in the day. Oh, man. And my brother was a lover of all types of music. And so his, my sister and my my sisters and my brother, and I have another brother also, but my sisters and my brother, they their musical tastes, you know, bled onto me and encouraged me to like certain types of music, and my mother also, because just growing up, just loved just a variety of music. You know, you've all heard me say, growing up, when I was one, my mother, my grandmother, my late grandmother realized that I could hold a tune because I could sing The Thrill Is Gone, which that's the name of my CD project. Well, not just my CD project, my musical project that's been years in the working, Out of the Closet, The Thrill Is Gone, because I plan to cover that song. I've even told my beloved friend, BB, that I don't think he believed me when we first met in 93. That I wanted to cover the song, because I told him about how I could sing the song when I was so young. But I'm going to talk on and on about me, because I didn't even plan that. But just thinking about my brother, and, you know, it's like bittersweet, because my brother also loved patriotic holidays. And I always love holidays, having cookouts, like eating contests, especially with my uncles. Having an eating contest of who, as a little girl, like 7 years old, having an eating contest with big guys and so on. But then, you know, you have fun, barbecues and cookouts, and spend time, either you do stuff alone, or you do stuff, you recognize the holiday alone, or you recognize the holiday with a lot of people. But you have fun and barbecue or do whatever, but you still remember the reason. Memorial Day is this, 4th of July, Labor Day weekend, Veterans Day. You remember why these patriotic holidays exist, the reasons for them, and they're all interconnected. And it's love for our military. And I also, you know, I was in ROTC when I was in junior high. I ranked as far as a major. So I was Major Bethany Williams, and when I was a student at Powell Junior High. I love being in ROTC, and I encourage young people to join the JROTC, because it teaches discipline and personal and professional development, do's and don'ts of how to take care of your uniforms and your shoes, and how to greet people. I mean, being in the ROTC is not just like to learn military type etiquette, but to learn etiquette in your everyday life. So a bit, my 2 years in the ROTC was a very important part of my early development, which is still a part of my life today at age of 42. But please call in and wish me a happy Memorial Day. But I thank you for your messages and all the info that you send me. And my views now are right at 14,000. Wow. I thank you very much. If it was 4,000, I'd be like, wow, 400. But 14,000. Because the Shock Entertainment Reports premiered on March the 21st. And you can listen to past shows when you visit my profile at blocktalkradio.com/CultureShockInc-Beth. And also the guest call-in number is 1-714-409-0614. You can call that this morning and on future programs also. So we're going to talk about what we love about Memorial Day weekend, which I'm talking about right now. And we also, you know, we have to talk about what's hot in the news. But I really want to sincerely wish you and yours, everyone, a happy, happy, happy red, white, and blue Memorial Day weekend. I know the official holiday is on Monday, but just from my childhood, I was telling my mom that yesterday, I always considered Memorial Day weekend. The weekend kicks off on that Friday, and continues to the official holiday on Monday. And I just want to wish everyone a happy holiday weekend, regardless of what you're doing, what you're going through, ups or downs. And also, when you visit my profile, all my Twitter names are on there, but you know you can tweet me at Beth Williams, B-E-T-H-W-M-S, right now, because Shock Entertainment, K-U-L-T-U-R-E-S-H-O-K-E-N-T. And if you are a Mark Girl guy, you know I'm a Mark rep. It's Beth Mark Girl, B-E-T-H-M-A-R-K-G-R-L. But I'm actively tweeting on Beth Williams and Culture Shock Entertainment right now. And my blog that I utilize connected to is cultureshockreports.wordpress.com. We used to, when I first started hosting and producing the show, there was an area on my profile where I could blog. So I really loved that. Because I could, like, blog about what would be discussed on the show. And so probably about a week after I began producing my show, they discontinued that feature, even though we have wonderful features and so on. But I'm a blogger. I'm a writer. I'm a blogger. So I decided to write consistently and extensively on my Culture Shock Entertainment reports.wordpress.com blog so I can communicate with you all more directly, and you can communicate with me more directly at the blog. And the show is only 30 minutes, and it's so much that we can get into 30 minutes, but it's important. If you're going to spend 30 minutes of your day with me, it's important for it to be spent wisely, because I know I can be doing something else, but I prefer not to, and I know you can, really, but I love this. And I hope I didn't sound funny when I said I could be doing something else. But really, we all could be doing something else. So you have to, I don't want to waste nobody's time. Like when we say, what have we learned today, at the end of the day? I want us to know something new after the 30 minutes is over of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Like, okay, when the show is in, what have we learned today? Like right now, if you haven't learned anything, if you hadn't been exposed to P. Diddy's new song, you know something new that you didn't know before the show started. P. Diddy and Usher got a new song. My point, exactly. Okay, again, you can call at 1-714-409-0614. I guess I'm kind of like putting off to, must send my condolences. Wow. Out to two celebrities that I really, really have loved since my childhood. And it's Jeff Conaway from Grease. I love me some Grease with Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta and Patsy. And then and recently we've watched him on VH1's program with Dr. Drew. So Celebrity Rehab. So, you know, the past time I've seen him on TV, I was very concerned about him. You know, I was like, oh, my God. You know, sometimes you can just get a feeling like, oh, my God, I hope this person can overcome this situation. You know, I mean, I say that by myself sometimes. Dear God, I pray, please, get me through this. You know, so, I mean, you can't help but get concerned, be concerned about people that are in your real life and people that you've only known because you've admired them. And, oh, my God. Gil Scott-Heron passed away at age 62. Pioneering spoken word. I mean, really. I think many of you do know I'm a writer. I'm a poet, spoken word. I've been a writer since I was a little girl. I've been a poet ever since my sister used to take time to teach me nursery rhymes. Yeah, I started sketching and designing and writing as a little child. I mean, I love nursery rhymes, and I would advance on and on and on and on, which, you know, this is, I guess, we're still doing the getting to know. We'll never stop getting to know each other, so I'm sharing getting to know moments with you all. We have 3 more minutes, but my condolences to Gil Scott Heron's family. Jill Scott is his daughter, right? Wow, she's so talented. My goodness. I didn't realize that when she first came out. But, wow. My goodness. That's just something. When I first heard about it, I had seen a Wendy and Lisa tweet. They were in shock and in disbelief if the rumor was true that he had passed away. And then it just, you know, the story just spread. So, again, my condolences to Jeff Conaway's family and Gil Scott, family and loved ones and fellow supporters like me. Now, we have 2 minutes left, and you all know God darn well that I'm not going to let this show in by talking about the NBA Finals. Yes, silence in the house. NBA Finals, Miami Heat versus the Dallas Mavs. Whoa, it's on now. It's going to be on anyway, because all teams involved are bad to the bone. You all can hear me. I'm biting my tongue, because you all know how we, some of us, some sports lovers talk. Okay, but wow, I'm talking in a good way. I'm talking about slip of the tongue. Oh, I'm not talking about trash talk, because I cannot trash talk, and I will not trash talk, because Miami Heat is one of my favorite teams. And Chicago Bulls are one of my favorite teams, too. But Miami Heat, they showed up. I missed the game. I slept. But when I awakened, I found out who the victor was. Miami Heat versus Dallas, game 1. Begins on Tuesday, May 31st, at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC. So it's NBA on ABC. Then game 2 is going to be June 2nd. Then game 3 is going to be June 5th. Game 4 is going to be June 7th. That's Prince's birthday. Happy early birthday to Prince, the royal one. They've been rocking, he and the MPG have been rocking L.A., this weekend, this Memorial Day weekend. So shout out to all my purple peeps and Prince and MPG and everybody. If you guys check out his vocalist, member of MPG, Shelby Johnson's article in Jet Magazine. You can read it online. Okay, game 5 is going to be June the 9th. Game 6, June the 12th. Game 7, June the 14th. You all think it's going to go to game 7? Okay, the show is going to stop streaming. I'm going to continue talking, because you can listen to the show in its entirety on my profile in archives. You can listen to all my shows. I'm going to end the show with the hit song. Yes, the hit song by Someone's About to Explode, Target Practice by Austin Brown. So, if you haven't heard that song and you want to hear that song, then you visit my profile and listen to it. Shout out to P. Diddy, Usher, and Austin Brown, the talented artists out there, male artists at that. Okay, well, the show is not streaming, but it's still on, so you can listen to it in its entirety on my profile page. But, yeah. It's on. It's going to be on starting Tuesday on May 31st. So I'm going to repeat the schedule. But you all can visit NBA.com. You all can follow Miami Heat, exactly Miami Heat. You can follow Dallas Mavs. You all can follow Mark Cuban at M. Cuban. His brother, Brian Cuban at B. Cuban. So you can follow those, and it goes on and on and on to the Mavs dancers and so on. But, you know, you can visit NBA.com and follow NBA and NFL TV. you pretty much stay in the know, and ESPN and Mike and Mike, that's how you can stay in the know of what's happening with the finals. And then there's been some breaking news going on with the NFL, too. And then with the workouts and the lockout. But for those of you who don't know, Tony Romo is scheduled to get married today. So congratulations to he and his bride and soon-to-be wife. And congratulations to Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries on their recent engagement also. I just love love stories. I just love love stories. Yeah. So congratulations to those two lovebird couples. So I have much more to say, but I will talk about it on Monday. Oh, talking politics, I do have a little political news, which is important news. On the GEP side of the regarding throwing hat into the ring for the 2012 presidential campaign is at Governor Perry. Start following Governor Perry, the recently reelected governor of the state of Texas. He happens to be one of my favorite politicians. He is a proponent of job creation, of entrepreneurship, of giving back to the community, which most politicians, if you don't believe in giving back to the community, really shouldn't be a politician anyway. So, 'cause that's what being a politician is all about, representing your people, we the people. But he announced on Friday that he is considering to campaign to become the GOP presidential nom. And earlier this week I had talked about, well, okay, my home state, one of my favorites, my home state governor, he decided not to run after a lot of people encouraged him. And Mike Huckabee decided not to throw his hat in. But there's many, 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 many others, like Tim Parlenti. Tim Parlenti seems to have a good platform. But I've really got to do my homework and study everybody, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, and all. But I do know a lot about Governor Perry. I'm not in Texas right now, and you all know that I'm planning to return, and I've been talking that talk for a long time. But I do keep up with Dallas politics and Houston politics and Texas politics. I mean, I love politics. I've been a political youthist since I was a kid. So if you see my Beth Williams tweet bio, I mean, it's under there that I'm a political enthusiast. I love politics. And, you know, anything dealing with the community and dealing with social issues and so on, that's so important to our everyday lives. But I love studying that when I was in school. I love watching the news. But he's considering running, so we have to keep our eyes and ears open. I mean, regardless of who our mind is made up on who we're going to vote for, and just to be well-informed and educated on who exactly is considering running or would definitely run. To me, what's important is who is going to announce who they're going to run, and then who would they support? Because Mike Huckabee was like, well, I'm not running, but I definitely got to do my homework on who I'm going to support. But one thing about Mike Huckabee, he's always encouraging and promoting the GOP, you know, just the party in itself. So, and politics in itself, you know, good politicians. So that's one thing about him. He looks at things objectively. I do my best to look at things objectively, and I'm sure many of you do also, because the bottom line is what's important is America, America needs, and how America deals internationally and our economy and crime prevention, and the list goes on and on and on and on. So I'm going to go ahead and conclude the show so I can have time to play Austin Brown, member of the Royal American Royal Family, the Jackson family. He's Ruby Jackson's third son, Ruby and her husband Nathaniel Brown. That's where the Brown comes in, Austin Brown. So I just wanted to put that in. And then locally, I received a campaign flyer yesterday that a long-time law enforcement friend of mine named Tyrone Lewis, he's campaigning to become sheriff. You can visit his website at lewis2011.com. And the contact number is 769-257-5646. The elections will be held, the Democratic primaries will be held here in Jackson on August the 2nd. And that's my point. I'm a registered Republican. But, see, I support Tyrone Lewis. I really don't know who else he's running against. So I do support him. If I could vote, who would I'm not sure who else running against him. But I support him. I know I supported him before also. I supported my friend Kevin Levine when he ran before for the same office several years ago. I think Tyrone has run for this office before. But again, he's campaigning for the Democratic primary, which is going to be on August 2nd here in Jackson, Mississippi. And that's my thing. That irks me sometimes because I'm a registered Republican. And sometimes I want to vote for my Democratic friends. And when I go up in there sometimes, they look on the list and they're like, oh, you're a registered Republican, you can't vote. That hurts sometimes because I'm a registered Republican. Yeah, but I would be wanting to vote. But, I mean, I hope we wouldn't turn a registered Democrat. Do registered Democrats get turned around if they go to a Republican primary and want to vote? I was just wondering. But then one of my friends who is a senator, I had talked with him one day that I wanted to vote during primaries. I had been encouraged to tell my friends to go vote on primary day, even though I was supporting another candidate during the mayoral, the last mayoral candidate, and the late mayor, Frank Melton, was encouraging me to, you know, tell my friends to go out and vote, for me to go out and vote and stuff like that. But, you know, I was like reluctant because it was like a primary, I think. And see, and I'm supporting the independent during the mayoral. I supported the current mayor, and I was supporting all that had the nerve enough to campaign to become mayor. But I was like publicly campaigning for Rick Whitlow, who was an independent. But you know, because the point is, just encourage people to get out and vote to express their views through voting. And I think one of my friends, who is a senator. And then he told me that I could, I mean, you had to go through something, but I could vote if I wanted to, something about, I could ask for an affidavit or something like that. So I have to find out more about that. But I was just wondering, do registered Democrats have trouble when they want to vote for a Republican? Because it's just, you know, general election, yeah. You go in there and everybody's in there, you can vote for whomever, but primaries, I can't. And I'm a proud, independent, thinking, open-minded Republican. So, you know, I'm a registered Republican. I've been Republican, shared Republican views since before I could vote, since I was a little child. You know, I relate to issues on both sides and all sides. Okay, but like I said, I don't want to miss out on the time for you all to listen to Target Practice by Austin Brown. So God bless, and you have a happy, happy Memorial Day weekend, and I'll talk to you again on the official day, Memorial Day, on Monday, if God willing. And that topic of the day is going to be job interviews. I guess I didn't think about it being actually the Memorial Day, but we talked about resumes earlier this week, and Monday would be a job interview, and then, you know, other news. So God bless, and thank you so much for your support. And I thank all 14,000 of you for tuning in. And I want to shout out and wish all my friends in my real life and online, again, happy Memorial Day weekend. And if you don't celebrate Memorial Day weekend because you're not in America or they have no idea what it is, then you don't Google and find out exactly what she's talking about, what Memorial Day weekend is all about. But I just wish everybody a happy weekend. Shout out to my friend, who texted me this morning, DJ Slam. He's in Sacktown. I love you, DJ Slam. I love you so much. He's a longtime friend of mine. He's a bandmate also. So I love you so much. Thank you, DJ Slam. You should have called in. DJ Slam is awesome. And I just want to shout out all my friends and the two divas, Janice and Sheila Ramsey, and everyone. And thank you to Pete Diddy for sharing that fantastic music with everyone for Memorial Day weekend. And you guys keep your ears and eyes open for Austin Brown, who is will explode. On the music scene very, very soon. Okay, well, thank you and enjoy. And that's what's up. Have a very great weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy, Dog Child, Austin Brown, 85.
Against the wall, and we never.